It's Alexis, and you heard right, I'm pregnant, and I found designer gym leggings for my journey in the midsection. And if you're not pregnant, Tona, founded by one of Lululemon's original designers, is a premium line of leggings. Designed for women who train hard, they are moisture-wicking and fit perfectly. Customers say it's like a push-up bra for your butt. Tona, the last black leggings you will ever need. Go to tjriggins.com/deals and get a huge discount of 15% off with code TJ.
Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Welcome, welcome. Hello, hello. We're just going to rip through this today because we got a lot of stuff happening. We got a lot of stuff going on. Busy, busy lives. And, you know, you're just lucky that we're able to stop for 30 minutes and share some thoughts with you, John and Joan Q listener/viewer.
So lucky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And not to automatically make it about me, but I'm exhausted right now because I just had to set up all the equipment by myself again.
I offered to help.
Yeah, but you don't know what to do. You don't know how to do it.
Well, just tell me. Well, you look cute.
Well, thank you. You're welcome. I was going to say the same to you, baby bird. You look exceptionally beautiful today.
Mm-hmm.
And
thanks. Exceptionally beautiful today?
Yeah. Like, you look beautiful every day. Okay. Some days even more so than others.
But it's today?
Like today, yes. Oh. Shockingly
must
beautiful.
Must be this hoodie doing it for you.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And the slippers.
Yes.
Just wearing your slippers. Well, hey, we are in TJ and Jody's house after all, so why not wear your house shoes?
Boy, you are on one.
I know. So our sponsor, treasured sponsor, is Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you need for your home, well, not plumbing and stuff. I'm talking about furniture that you would need for your living room, bedroom. You need some of that sleep technology that they've got there. You know, knowing exactly what kind of pillow you need and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. They've got it all.
How about our daughter was here this weekend and told me when she gets her new apartment for herself, she needs to come do a trip to Sweet Dreams, load up a U-Haul, and take it back to Nashville.
Yeah. But that was at her expense or ours?
Well, I know. Who knows?
Is that what her dream is?
I was like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because she sleeps on a Sweet Dreams mattress every night of her life. Yeah.
Her favorite one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And that was before they paid us to talk about her.
I know.
Mm-hmm. Because back then, we were paying them to let us talk about them.
Sure.
Now, you know, yeah. At least things are a little more even. Duh. No, but... You know, it's not just mattresses and everything, and that's why they've switched their name to Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. It used to be Mattress and Furniture.
Yes.
So, great family-owned company. They started out small and have built it up into an empire now, a furniture empire with several locations throughout the Lake Norman area of North Carolina and even an outlet store with delivery service second to none as far as... you know, the knowledge and the, what do you call it? Oh, polite and courteous employees they have delivering the stuff. It's just great.
Witty.
Just
witty.
Great. Who? The
whole bunch.
Oh, yeah. Because, you know, that's what you always want in a furniture place is wit.
Witty.
Yeah, you always want
I like witty.
Everybody does.
Oh, I mean, in a furniture
obviously,
place.
Obviously, you like witty or you wouldn't have married it. Like, you married the wittiest person on the face of the earth.
I did.
How about that?
How about that?
So, go to tjriggins.com/mattress to check out Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. Sounds like a sweet deal to me. Now, Jody mentioned our daughter, Lainey, was here visiting from Nashville for the weekend.
Yeah.
Quick in and out.
Yep.
You know, quick in and out trip.
Yes.
And as she left this morning, this is Sunday when we record this, but as she left this morning, seemed to be maybe getting the flu.
I don't know, though. her allergies were bothering her yesterday.
Yeah, she's allergic to the flu.
We've been outside a lot this weekend, so maybe that's what it was.
Yeah, she's usually not an outside dog.
She's not. We were outside a ton this weekend, and it was a beautiful weekend, but so many things are blooming. I'm dreading that pollen coming.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's maybe what her problem was. And she took a Zyrtec yesterday, and she's like her mother, and we cannot take any medicine and not feel like we're going to go to sleep.
You say Zyrtec? Some people call it Zyrtec.
I say Zyr.
Zyr.
I'm sure I'm saying it wrong.
No, I say Zyrtec most of the time. Zyr. But I know our kids had one of their pediatricians when they were, obviously when they were little.
Zyr.
Because that's what pediatricians Zyr. Are. She would say Zyr.
Zyrtec.
Not the one that is all.
Uh-huh. Anyway, Zyrtec or Zyrtec. Uh-huh.
One of our kids' pediatricians has gotten all political and stuff on social media. She retires. Now she's all political on social media and stuff.
I think it's Zyr.
It's not that one. It was a different one.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
All right. Moving on. Moving on.
What? Is it not true? She puts all the stuff out there she wants people to know about.
I'm not going
to
address that.
Okay, well, I will. She's off the rails on some stuff about political things. And I'm not saying it just to make you uncomfortable, Jody.
What makes you think I'm uncomfortable?
She was a great doctor to our children. She's always been wonderful to us. But
okay, all right. Anyway, let's talk about something.
But if it were anybody else and they were that wacko on social media about political things,
I just don't want to talk.
I would be calling them out.
Okay.
Just because it's our, you know, she was a great doctor to our children.
Sure. Anyway.
I mean.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Gosh.
We had a big day yesterday. We went to, there's a new place that opened up in Charlotte called the Tipsy Pickle. It's a pickleball bar with, you know, different activities, the golf simulator, all those kind of like big fun craziness going on all the time.
Fun.
And our little friend Jenny is part of it. An investor in it and stuff. So that was fun to get to see that. And
it's cool. It's a cool place. Tell them about how your adult beverages came.
Oh, you know, when you order a bucket of beers, that usually comes out in a bucket, right? Mm-hmm. They brought them out in individual Playmate ice chests, little coolers.
So cute. Yeah, what awesome. A cute idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
We did not play pickleball.
No.
Because, you know, I mean, we were there to chill.
How many? I'm trying to think. I know there was there four courts inside and two out?
I think there were five inside.
Was there five out? Okay.
Yeah, there were a lot of them.
Yeah. It's really neat.
But that's just one part of it, the pickleball thing. But we were there, and it's in Charlotte, so we drove yesterday into the big city for that. And then when we came home, I cannot believe you've never seen the show Storage Wars.
No.
So the show Storage Wars on A&E, it's probably been on 15 years.
I've heard people talk about it. I've just never watched it.
It's where these people go and when somebody skips out on their storage unit and doesn't pay the bill for so long or whatever, they confiscate it and then they auction everything in there to kind of recoup the cost of whatever the person owes them. And they open the doors on it, and people who want to bid on it get to look. You know, they can't go dig through it or anything. They've got 5 minutes to just kind of glance in there and assess what's in there. And then they bid on how much they want for the whole lot.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm. And
so entertaining.
Yeah. And, you know, there's a lot of cheesy, you know, fakeness to it, just like with every reality show. Mm-hmm. But Jody was falling asleep, fighting it, and then because you know they leave you in a cliffhanger going to the commercials, like Once they buy the stuff and then they take it to the expert to find out how much it's worth. Mm-hmm. And it looks like this is worth. And then they'll go, dun, 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 and then go to a commercial. Uh-huh. So Jody is asleep. Go, why don't you go to bed? No, I will when I find out how much it's worth. I mean, just enthralled in it. And I'm thinking this. So will you seek the show out now to watch it?
I don't know. Maybe.
But it's just people going through somebody else's junk, just trash. Just, mm-hmm.
I know, but that one storage building was from the 80s, so I was dying to see what was in it.
Mm-hmm. And there was one on the episode last night where there was some artwork in it that was worth $20,000.
I dozed off on that part.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how much? $20,000?
You know those prints of that cowboy
art? The Western prints? Yeah.
$20,000.
I saw the Western prints, but I dozed off during how much they got.
And what's so weird is that we're talking about this show like it's brand new.
and it was our family show we watched last night, the four of us. Hmm. So entertaining. We are wild people.
Exciting Saturday night mm-hmm. entertainment.
Hmm. I'm struggling to stay awake.
All right, so... I've gotten all agitated about it now. I've gotten so emotionally activated thinking about how exciting Storage Wars is. We need to take a break.
Okay.
All right. So we got more coming up.
More from TJ and Jody's house coming up.
Hey, check out the new TJ Riggins Overtime available on our podcast platforms, YouTube, or the Media Center at tjriggins.com. It's sponsored by Cozy Earth. Go to tjriggins.com, click the deals button, and get 41% off when you use the code TJ at checkout.
New Radio is your new marketing, advertising, and influencing dream option. Go to tjriggins.com/explosion. The future of advertising is here. tjriggins.com/explosion.
TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, here we are. We're back. Thank God. We're back. I actually made two trips from the suburbs into the big city yesterday. Mm-hmm. Our manager slash friend, Adam, who was flying through Charlotte, had a layover. And so I went and picked him up at the airport, and then we went and hung out for a little bit and then took him back to the airport.
That's good because y'all don't ever get to talk.
I know. We never get to see each
Only
other.
Only 15 times a day. Glad y'all got to catch up on a Saturday morning.
It was fun though. We went and ate at a little old school diner.
Mm-hmm. You love that
in Charlotte. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did
two times into the city. Wow.
Yep.
And Friday you left a little town here too and went to Huntersville.
Yeah, I just went to a couple of suburbs over, though. Not all the way into
the city. Yeah, but what I'm saying is you've left this area mm-hmm. three times in two days.
And I'm finna go out again. I'm going to stay in our suburb. But Boy and I are going to the sporting goods store because he's getting some fishing stuff. He's getting all of our fishing rods and everything up to date and restrung and all because he's getting back into fishing.
Okay, you know he likes to go into a store and get what he needs and get out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, I don't know that. Yeah, I've never been to a store with him.
You haven't?
I don't even know him.
Ah! Hell.
But yeah, he's got an older friend, not like our age older, but he's about 30 and boy's 21 and they're going to start fishing together. So we have tons of rods and reels and they all have to be, you know, restrung.
Yeah.
You know, have new line put in them and all that.
He went under the house Friday and got a container out and there was four full tackle boxes.
Mm-hmm. Well, we used to live on the lake. We live like right on the water.
Oh my gosh. But we've been in this house, what, 3.5 years? Mm-hmm. And they haven't moved since they've been here. So
yeah,
they've been under the house. But he said there's not a lot under there. I'm like, no, we threw everything away.
I think there were some pool toys and stuff under there.
Life jackets and beach chairs.
Mm-hmm. But we live across from the lake now. We used to live right on the lake mm-hmm. and we could fish off of our dock and everything. So there were more fishing things then. But he and this fella's name is Chats because he talks a lot. They call him Chats. But his real name is Caleb. Mm-hmm. But Chats is a clever nickname. And you know I'm a sucker for a clever nickname.
Chats.
So how long do you think Boy will be interested in this before he drops it? Because he usually does that. He'll get all into something and then like just get obsessed with it for a quick second and then don't want to do it anymore.
A month or two till it gets hot.
You think?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know that is a sign of intelligence. That's a highly intelligent person that does that.
Yeah.
Gets really into something for a little while and then moves on to something
and
else.
And need every single thing for that hobby and then drop it.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder where he gets that from.
Some super intelligent person, mm-hmm. you know, in his gene pool, mm-hmm. obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. So... I was actually already planning on starting to do a little fishing.
Since when?
This summer. Since about a month ago, I was thinking about fish. But I won't do the same kind of fishing that he wants to. He wants to be bass fishing and stuff like that. I want to just catch brim and catfish. Because I'm a country boy. That's what we had to catch to live in Louisiana when I was growing up. We would just catch whatever we could to live.
He is dying to go back to Louisiana.
Yeah, I know.
And go fishing.
Not me. She's talking about Boy.
Mm-hmm. He wants to go fish with his Uncle Chuck.
Yeah, I mean, I really like that too.
Mm-hmm.
But now that he's going to do all the work to get the fishing stuff, all the equipment up to date and everything, that's going to be better for me.
I'm going to have to share a story about this fishing rod business. So... we looked at how many were out there. Lainey, our daughter, him and me. You were not around. And we were like, Lainey goes, golly, why is there so many? He goes, because Dad, if it got tangled up, Dad would just say, he'd start to do it and then he'd just throw it and he'd say, I'm not messing with this, and then go buy another one. That's why we have so many, because of Mr. Patience over here.
That is not true.
That is so true.
That's not true.
It is so true.
They're all different types. And I would get enough when we would have people that, and Aiden would have friends come over and I'd buy them so all the kids could use.
Yeah.
You know, everybody could have one.
Yeah, but. So
no, I might get a new one rather than restringing it if it needed new line in it because I don't know how to do that very well.
Right. He's far more patient, though, with that stuff.
With what?
Like if he had to untangle it and redo it. Yeah. You will get angry and throw it, right?
Yeah. Not really.
No?
No. I'm a great untangler.
You do? The jewelry is, yes, that is your...
You get little necklaces that are tangled up.
Yeah, you can get it out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, do we even know each other? I don't even think you know me.
No, I don't.
I get frustrated, like, building things or putting things together that aren't working out right. I get frustrated with that.
I always go back to when we had our little apartment in Huntsville, Alabama, and we were putting together a little bistro table and two chairs. I think that's the first time I really saw you, like, freak out. And he was trying to put it together. And I honestly, and we were up probably three floors up. Mm. I honestly thought that he was going to throw those chairs and that table over the side. And that was going to be the end of it. Because you were so frustrated. Yeah,
and I should have.
Whoa.
Looking back on it, I should have.
No, but from that point on, I was like, all right. Either we're going to work as a team and get things put together, or I'll just put it together. Because I'm fine to follow the instructions and do what I need to do there.
Yeah. I know, Jody. You're so perfect.
Yeah, right.
We're either going to do it as a team or I'll just do it.
Well.
And that's exactly the way she said it.
Because if not.
That's exactly the way she said it, too. Was calm down.
No, I think I said you're a psycho. Yeah. I know I did. I was like, you're a psycho. Let me just do it.
I'm not
allowed.
Because
I didn't want it to get thrown.
I'm not allowed to have any type of a moment without everybody, without Jody freaking out and yelling and getting mad about it.
Here's my
she
violin.
Could come in here and set this table on fire, and I would go, calm down, it's fine, what's wrong? I would say, baby, tell me what's wrong. What's caused this outburst? Let me hug you. Let me make it better. But if I did, you know, something where I said, I hate, like, putting these microphone things up.
I heard you get mad up
like,
here.
I hate these damn things because they suck. These microphone arms, they're called, these holders, these stands.
Do they?
Then she cusses me out for getting mad about something.
I'm just scared he's going to throw it and break it. And then that's going to be the end of
that.
It.
I have never done it,
you
ever.
You get pretty angry.
Have I ever thrown it and broken anything? No, I haven't. I'm just not allowed to have emotions.
Again.
That's all.
Here's my violin. Nobody
I'm not
cares.
Allowed.
Blah, blah.
Okay, we have to take a break now. And then, I don't know, I guess we'll talk about...
You going to throw me over the balcony?
Yeah, I'm getting close.
He's mad. He's going to throw me over the balcony.
More next. TJ and Jody's house.
Okay, if you're not watching the video today, if you're just listening to the audio, I'm not wearing a hat today. So I look like Charlie Brown with a scruffy beard.
No, you don't. You look handsome. Look, I like it. I like your... You have a great shaped head.
I got a rock.
You do. You have a good shaped head.
Well, thanks.
You should take advantage of that.
I just shaved. Take advantage of it how...
Show it.
Oh.
Don't wear a hat.
I shaved it right before we did the thing today and got out of the shower just a few minutes ago and I'm already oily. Just nasty. But that's why I have the face of a 6-year-old. I have no wrinkles.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Just.
Just
the way it is.
Yeah.
So what else do we have going on, Jody, that people would find interesting?
What do you mean? Like, what do we do?
What's gone on? We usually talk about things we've been doing.
Because we weren't on last week, so that's...
Oh, man.
2 weeks of stuff we did. Oh, yeah. I filmed a commercial.
Was the other thing.
Not a commercial. I don't even know what it was.
We have a friend, Mr. Todd. Y'all know about Mr. Todd. He's our video guy for our company whenever we need stuff.
Yes.
And he works for a company now that sells all kinds of stuff. Tools, lawn equipment, all those types of things. And he does their promotional videos and all that. Well, he asked you to be in one of the videos.
Well, he asked if they could use our house for the video that they were doing. They said that our house would be good. Then he says, as a matter of fact, could you just be in it? Okay. Now, I'm under the understanding. Oh, and how do I? Okay, yeah, sure, fine. But how do I dress? Just dress like you normally do. You know, like a soccer mom. Oh, okay. So I guess I dress like a soccer mom all the time.
Soccer mom.
And then I thought it was going to be a video and I was going to be vacuuming. I don't know that there was even a video and there was no vacuum to be had.
Yeah. So I came in and there was a photographer was it just one photographer?
One photographer.
And then there were lights all over the house.
There was like 6 people here.
And... Jody was sitting in the living room in one of our Sweet Dreams chairs while they were just milling around and getting everything set.
Mm-hmm.
And then they told her, okay, Jody, we're ready. And then she goes and picks up a screwdriver and pretends to be screwing a hat hook into the wall.
Uh-huh.
And then that took 5 seconds. And then they said, okay. And she went and sat back down.
Uh-huh.
Until they set up the next thing. So it was just a photo shoot. Did they ever take a picture of your face or was it just...
I don't know. I never saw the camera, like what was on the camera. But I also had to do like a box cutter. I had to do that a couple times. I had to act like I was screwing in something in a cabinet.
But you never looked at the camera? Like they never took a picture
no,
of your face?
I don't think so.
Ooh, that's not nice.
I think they did the side of my head.
Oh.
I know. Well, I am not a model. Never claimed to be. I thought that was weird anyway. To me, I'm just not a model.
Oh, well, they... They would be lucky to get a model that looked as good as you.
Sure. Right. But anyway, it was, they were here 3 hours, 3.5 hours.
I don't know. I was trying to be gone.
You were hiding in the pantry.
Well, when I got back, I went and walked a trail. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, I was starving because I hadn't had anything all day and they had taken up the kitchen. So I sneaked into one pantry. We have two pantries. Mm-hmm. One is for appliances and stuff and the mm-hmm. other is for food, which, by the way, well, we'll get into that in a minute. Mm-hmm. So I go into the food one and I grab up some some of that stupid ass bird seed bread that we have to eat now.
There's no reason to curse about it.
It's horrible. Mm-hmm. And I cannot eat that stuff unless I toast it.
It's not that
because
horrible.
Because it's so heavy and dry. And I like a good, soft, moist bread. But
fattening
that's not
bread.
What that is. Well, okay. But still, I'm eating the one that's not fattening, but I don't have to love it. Mm. As long as I'm eating it. So anyway, to make it palatable, I have to toast it. So I grab that. I grab the peanut butter and a knife. And I sneak into the other pantry and close the door to eat a peanut butter sandwich. Mm-hmm. And that was all I had, but I was trying to stay out of the way. But here's what I've been meaning to ask you, Jody.
Okay.
Why does our food pantry door always have to stay open?
It doesn't.
But if I close it, you go back and open it.
No, 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 I don't.
It has a door on it that we can close.
I'm fine with it shut. What? Now, I don't like the other pantry door.
No, I want
because of the light coming in.
It's got a window in it.
But the other one, I don't care if it's closed.
Well, why is it always open?
Because somebody's always in it.
No.
Yes.
I've shut it before, and then you've gone behind me and opened it.
No,
and
you
left
can,
it open.
She can keep it shut. I don't care about
it
that.
It keeps the rats out if you shut the door.
Rats. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, but the laundry room door always has to be open,
yes.
too. What is that about?
Light. There's a window right where it comes straight through the kitchen. And our laundry room is super clean.
But I know, but still, it's the laundry room.
Yeah, but I like that open because I love that window.
Okay, well, there are windows all over the kitchen. It's not like there are not any windows
well,
in the kitchen.
Well, if not, the hall's dark. So if you leave that laundry room door open, the light comes in. Mm-mm. I love it.
Yeah.
It's not like a dirty laundry room. It's a very clean laundry room, and there's plants in there. It's pretty. Like, when you walk by, you just see a counter with some plants and a pretty lamp.
Yeah. Because, you know, you're right. I hear a lot of people say, you know, I love to just pack a picnic and go stare into the laundromat.
Well, who packs a picnic and goes to any room in their house?
Now, I said the laundromat. Like people.
Oh, well, that's not a laundromat. That's a laundry room,
and
it's pretty.
It's got washers and dryers in it like a laundromat.
It's pretty. It is.
Hmm.
And it has a window that I like, the light coming in.
Mm-hmm. You're just nosy because that looks into the neighbor's
I can't house. Even see the neighbor's house from that. But I should. I probably could because I live in that laundry room. Live in it.
Well.
But don't worry. You come upstairs to his area and everything's shut and dark. Blinds closed. Doors shut. Everything is like womp womp. Sad.
But when you're not home, I can go downstairs. I like being in the open area downstairs. But
did you almost try to hit me?
No. No.
Stop. You got a little close there, buddy.
Yeah, because you monopolize the entire downstairs when you're home. Nobody else can use it. Yeah.
Y'all are more than welcome. More than welcome.
She wasn't even on a phone call the other day. She was about 10 minutes from being on a phone call, and I was in the kitchen getting something for lunch. Or a snack or something.
Pilfering in that pantry.
Yeah, something, obviously, you know, that tastes like cardboard and birdseed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she goes, hey, I'm about to be on a call at 3, and can you please not be listening to that podcast at a full volume?
No, I said volume 2000.
Yeah.
Because he listens to podcast so loud.
But all you had to say at that moment was, hey, can you turn that down a little bit?
No, I just wanted you to know at 3.
I know.
You had 10 minutes to listen to it full blast.
Mm-hmm.
See, I was being nice. I was going to let you get 10 more minutes of full volume 2000 listening to your podcast. But at 3, I needed shh, because I was on a business call
for
your business.
But the snark in the volume 2000, you could have just, that let me know it's bothering me at the moment is what you were saying. And so, being the considerate person I am, and you know, I don't hear as well as I used to. So, so many years of being in radio and having, you know, ear monitoring devices as a tool of the trade.
Yeah.
And, you know, I guess my disability is frustrating for her. So, I hear about it. Well, I wish I could hear about it.
Ladies, there is a totally off the subject here. I was just looking at my nails. When you go to get manicures now, the new thing is called chrome polish. It is so cool. And so
I think we talked about that last week.
No, we did not.
No, we weren't on last week.
So I got chrome polish. And if you're on the video, you see. I hope they can see. Isn't that neat? Looks like chrome. I just had to throw that out there.
Are you bragging on yourself?
No, I'm bragging on who did my nails, though. They look pretty.
Your nail terrible.
They're not terrible. They're pretty.
Your nail terrible.
They're pretty. But chrome nails is so cool. So they do it either over white polish or black polish. This is over white.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it. I think it's so pretty.
Is that an OPI thing or is it a different brand?
Different. Chrome.
Chrome is the brand name?
It's just what I think it's what they call the polish, okay. Like the.
But you don't know the brand. Is that that's not the dipped kind?
No.
Is that the?
This is like gel kind.
Gel kind.
But some of that polish I've seen on like Instagram reels and stuff. It looks almost like glass, like a mirrored glass. I love that.
Well, why don't you get the glass mirrors?
Kind of matches your shirt.
Does it?
Look how pretty.
Mm-hmm. So pretty.
Anyway, that was a side note.
Right. And just in time for us to be out of time.
Oh. But yeah. Ladies, ask for the chrome polish. So cool.
Yeah, but we don't have a code for you to get a discount or anything. Not yet. So,
we still have
that code at Cozy Earth if you want to go save a bunch of money there.
Which I am.
And that's one of the things that manager Adam told me yesterday is that that I am the talk of Cozy Earth as a company now because they
really
because the guy that we deal with, you know, when I said I'll influence them or endorse them or whatever, but I need to get a bigger discount code than everybody else.
So yeah,
the biggest they give is 40% off, but I get a 41% off. Now that guy that made that deal with us is getting praise from his high ups at Cozy Earth.
That's awesome.
Because there have been so many people buying stuff with my code.
And one of your listeners bought that, used the code, and then they could spin the wheel on the website, and then they got an extra 50 off.
Yep.
So 41% plus $50 off. That's so great.
So it started out, you know, just talking about that bubble cuddle blanket, how soft and heavy and everything that is, which it is. It's a luxurious blanket.
Yeah.
But it covers everything on the Cozy Earth site. If you just use the code TJ when you check out, you get that 41% off discount.
I hear those sheets are fantastic.
Okay, well, then let's get some.
I agree.
Do you want me? Because obviously I can demand whatever I want out of this company now.
And what code do I use?
You probably wouldn't use it.
Why?
Because you just wouldn't want to give me the credit.
Yes, I would. I'm sitting here giving you credit now.
Yeah.
You are.
Did you hit me?
No, I would never.
She hit me. Y'all saw it. She hit me.
You're being a ninny.
All right. So go to tjriggins.com/deals and you can go from there to the Cozy Earth and then whatever you order with that 41% discount.
You really flinging that hand today.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we got to go. Bye.
Bye.
That's it for this week's edition of TJ and Jody's House. Take care and we'll see you next week.